Shalom Aleichem. The title of our discussion here for Parshas Pinchas is The Making of a Zealot. Zealotry tends to have a bad rap, have a bad name associated with it. Violence and holier-than-thou types of approaches. Let's examine a little bit about the backdrop, the events that took place prior to Pinchas's acting, and the reward that he receives in this week's parsha. It says in Perek Chafei, at the end of Bullock, by Yeshev Yisrael Bashitim, by Yakala Omlis Nos. So we find a situation where there's a combination of two things going off at the moment. There's, on the one hand, the promiscuity in between the between Bnei Yisrael and the Bnos Moav, and in addition to that, there is also the idolatry of Baal Peor. Chazal tell us that the combination of the two, under normal circumstances, if you could call them normal circumstances, worked as follows: that the temptation of the Bnos Moav encouraged the Bnei Yisrael to conduct themselves in a licentious fashion. Let's leave it at that. And then, under normal circumstances, the Moabite woman would insist that before I'm willing to accede to your demands, I expect you to be Oved Baal Peor. The terminology used in the Chumash is to be Zovech, to sacrifice, but we know that really the main avod of Baal Peor was to defecate in front of the idol, an act of total abandonment. This, of course, incurs the wrath of the Borei Olam. Klal Yisrael is destroying themselves spiritually. And he tells Moshe to gather together the heads of the nations, heads of the nation, of the Jewish people, the Shoftim, etc. And not that they should be executed, but rather they should identify those who are guilty of sin over here. Right? And at first glance, it would appear to be those that are guilty both of the licentious sexual behavior in addition to those who were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't appear that actually played out in that way. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Shoft Yisrael, Hagu ish anashav hanitzmadim lebal po'or. In other words, he only insisted on the execution of those who actually served Baal Peor. How were they able to identify them? Chazal say, based upon Pasuk Dalet, Vayom Hashem Moshe kachas kol rasha'am v'holkosam la'ashem neged ha'shemesh. The way that they identified them is that the Anan Yaakovo that surrounded the Jewish encampment receded around these people and left them exposed to the sun, and so they were able to identify them. And Moshe in turn tells those who are the heads, the Shoftim, that they should judge and execute those who committed idolatry with Baal Peor. V'nei ish v'nei so, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes some guy, which we find out afterwards is the Nasi of Shevet Shimon Zimri, otherwise known as Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, and he comes forward and he comes before Moshe with the Midyanis. Who is the Midyanis? Right, none other than Cosby Bas Tzur, one of the princesses of Midyan, and Leinei Kol Ha'eda, Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael, V'Hema Bochim Pesach Ol Moed, and people are crying. The reason for the crying, the Mefarshim talk about it, but certainly from Chazal it appeared that they're crying because in this Alma Halacha they didn't know what to do with regard to this situation. And there's the entire Halacha of Kanoim Pogimbo, which we'll see that Pinchas implemented. The din is that if one comes to Beis Din and asks, what should I do? This person is committing an act of extreme promiscuity, okay? In public, it has to be in public. It can't be privately. It can't be privately. It has to be confronted to Asar B'Yisrael in public. Then the Kanoi, if he comes to Beis Din and asks, what should I do? They don't tell him anything. Ain't Morin Cain. You don't tell anybody to do this. It has to come out of yourself. He goes on his own, and he is allowed to kill the individual while he is engaged in the act of promiscuity with this, what we call non-Jewish woman. It has to be at the time that he's engaged in the act. Were the person to cease in what he called the act of coitus and turn around and kill, in this case, Pinchas, his Zimri, as it were, Zimri, turned around, left the act that he was engaged in. You'd have the right to kill Pinchas midin Rodev, because Pinchas has no right to kill him right now. And if Pinchas had killed him after he had, he's no longer involved in the actual act, then Pinchas would be a Rotzeach. Very interesting din. Very interesting. Only at the moment and only when it's in public for Hestia. So he shows up all of a sudden, Zimri, comes with Cosby in front of Moshe, and Chazal say he came to him and he says, this is forbidden. It's forbidden for me to take her. And who said Zippor was mutter for you to marry? And Moshe's law at a loss for an answer. A very simple answer. That was before Matan Torah. This is after Matan Torah. But it was meant to be that Moshe should be at a loss over here. So the din of Kanoi and Pogimbo escaped Moshe at this time. He didn't go and do it. And there may be reasons, other reasons why he didn't do it, but it's killed in Salman or Halacha. And in addition, there is the challenge of the Midyonis. Why is she Asura? Why is Cosby Asura to me? If Tzipora was Muteris to you, Moshe, no answer. And then, next. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Vayakam mitocha Eida Vayikach Romach biyado. Pinchas gets up, grabs a spear. Chazal say that in order to be able to get into the tent where Cosby and Zimri were engaged in their behavior, right? He had to detach the head of the spear, the sharpened head of the spear, put it in his pocket, and he used the staff as though it were a walking stick. And he made it sound as though he was going into the tent in order to engage in the same sort of fun that Zimri was engaged in. After he came in, he reattached the head of the spear, and he shish kebabbed him. Literally. He shish kebabbed him. He exits the tent with them still on the spear, which itself is a miracle. Chazal point out, right, that there's six miracles that took place over here for Pinchas to be able to accomplish this act, and to be able to survive it, and to be physically able to, what he called, to lift him up on the spear, etc. Immediately, as he exits the tent, the Bnei Shimon, the 24,000 Bnei Shimon who came along with Zimri to offer the challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu, why should she be forbidden to us if Tzipora was Muteris to you? And they want to kill Pinchas. And Hashem sends a Malach, another miracle, a Malach. And he begins to strike them. The Makefa starts. The plague starts. Then Pinchas. This part, right? You can maybe see the remez. Perhaps you don't see a little bit of a remez. Right? Chazal taught us this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. They taught us that this is what transpired. But now it's an unbelievable thing. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk says, where is it? Vayefalel Pinchas. Pasuk in Kufvav Lamed. Vayamad Pinchas Vayefalel. Right? Vayefalel. So it means he prays. Omer Belazar. Vayespalel Onemar Vayefalel Malamed Kovayachosh Osa Maise Plilus Im Kono. Pinchas did a Maise Plilus. She challenged the Rabbonah Shalom. This is after he's killed. Again, remember, put his life on the line by running into the encampment of Shevet Shimon, as we see when he came out of the tent with the two shish kebabbed participants. They wanted to kill him. He put his life on the line. The Zimri could have killed him, and afterwards they could have killed him, etc. And now he issues a challenge to Hashem, and he says, Maisa plilu simkono. He says, for these two should die 24,000? It implies that the Magefa has already taken place, that the 24,000 of Bnei Shimon have died. Maybe it would continue. He slams them down. And at this point, say Chazal, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Malachi Asharis now become antagonistic to Pinchas. What chutz, we speak to Hashem this way? For this, what do you call it? You should kill 24,000? Poor Pinchas. Zimri could have killed him and probably wanted to kill him. 24,000 Bnei Shimon wanted to kill him. Now the Malachi Asharis want to kill him. And Hashem says, no, leave him. Hanicholo, Kanoi ben Kanai, hu Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chema. He is a zealot, the son of a zealot. And he's a Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chema. He's one who turns away anger. The son of one who turns away anger. He's zealous for my name. And he's turning away my anger. And with this, Vateyatzara Magifa. That's the Pasuk says. This is in addition to those that were actually executed by the judges for Baal Peor. It's an amazing thing. It's interesting that the Rav Nosson Eibshitz says that the nusach of what was Hashem's Pinchas' challenge to Hashem. Well, the way we said it is, I think this is the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. That he said, for these two who committed this grotesque act in public, should die 24,000? That would imply that they already died. He knew, maybe because they came to, because they, well, actually they did, they tried to attack him. But the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says, why did you kill the 24,000? Because I had to stop these two. But for me, you just said, let them kill me. Why should 24,000 Jews die because of me? Amazing thing. Even though these 24,000, right, ostensibly, were engaged in acts of fornication with Menor Small, but it wasn't public. And therefore, I couldn't have attacked them. Only Zimri was in public the way, right? Why should they die? Better I should have died. Pinchas is very interesting. Very interesting. He's not just a hothead. Right? He's not a hothead. And that's what brings us to the beginning of our Parsha. Our Parsha starts off with, Vayedav Hashem Moshe l'emor, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshiv Eschamosim al b'nei Yisrael b'kano eskinasi b'socham, Lo chilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kin asi, l'chein emor hineni nosein lo es brisi shalom. Pinchas, son of Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Rashi tells us, Chazal tells us that his yichus is reestablished over here. It comes from Aaron. They all knew that. He's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. But because people were saying, you know what he did? Because they didn't realize. Imagine they didn't realize. Pinchas comes out with the Zimri and Cosby, the dead. There's no Magefa, right? He slams them down. But Tilm tells us that he issued an ultimatum to Hashem. This is really for these two people. Should die 20, die any people? For them should die. The Magefa stops. But people only attribute the Magefa to, I don't know, stopping, they don't attribute the stopping the Magefa to Pinchas. They just assume the Magefa happened because, I don't know, maybe because of Pinchas. Who knows? Because he killed Benassi the Shevet. So everybody now is saying, right, look at this Ben Puti, right? Because after all, his father, Elazar, married one of the daughters of, of, of what do you call it, of Yisrael. He's got Goyish blood, hot blood. He's an angry person. That's why he killed them. Doesn't fit according to his way of looking at the world. So he went and killed them. Hashem says, no. He is Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Just like we know of Aaron HaKohen, he's an Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. That's Pinchas. Amazing. Amazing. What's his reward? His reward is L'chein emohin enido sein lo es brisi shalom. Brisi shalom. What is the shalom? So, some of the Farshim say shalom. Ibn Ezra says shalom. He'll be protected from the relatives of Zimri. They won't be able to counterattack against him. Others say brisi shalom, that the fact that he had to engage in such an act of violence, Sofer, he had to act in such a gauge of violence. He's not a person of violence, but violence begets violence. When you become accustomed to it, it becomes part of your nature, it becomes part of your persona. No, it won't affect him. No, the brisi shalom. Vaisalol is aroach rav bris kunasolam, and he will receive in all his descendants after his bris kunasolam tachas asher kinei lelokav veichaper al bnei Yisrael. Becomes a kohen. In other words, his lineage is that of a Kohen, but he's now as anointed as a Kohen. Now he becomes a Kohen, right? A Kohen who is Oved. So first of all, Chazal said, the Medrash says, it's not in the Gemara, the Medrash says, Bedin Yitol Eschara. He rightfully, Bedin, is entitled to this reward. The reward of Shalom and the reward of Kahuna. So until now, we've only seen the Perushim of Shalom as meaning he won't be attacked by those who would like to avenge the blood of their relative Zimri, or Shalom, that his engaging this act of violence will not, as it were, become part of his persona. We'll see, though, more than that in just a second. But in any event, the Medrash says, Bedin yitol eschoro. Bedin, receive his schar. And the Ksav Sofer explains, what does it mean, Bedin, he'll receive his schar? Because there was nothing self-serving in Pinchas's act. It was not an act of violence. Pinchas, as the Pasuk is made upon him, his nature was that of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. It was not self-serving because he could have died. And especially according to the Rav Yonasan Abshitz, he even said, why did you kill the 24,000 Hashem instead of me? Let them kill me. Better they should have killed me than they should all die. Bedin yitol eschoro. Bedin. But let's see a little bit more. Just a bit more. I'm about to read a Malbim with you inside. Listen to this Malbim. The Emes Shebris Shalom Halaz Mefurash B'mokam Acher. The Bris of Shalom, belonging to the Kahuna, is found in the Sefer Malachi. Brisi Haisa Ito Achayim V'Hashalom. Ki Pinchas Herach Yamim Me'od. Pinchas lived a long life, especially if you say Pinchas is Eliyahu. He doesn't die. We find him in Sefer Shoftim, the story of Pilegesh Begiva. Ulchazal Be'ez Nidro Shal Yiftach. He's there. The Kosh Gildas HaMidrash Shal Pinchas Eliyahu. He doesn't die. Brisi Haisa Ito HaChaim VaShalom. Says the Malbim. V'hamoves Bo Al Yedei Hisnagdus HaYesodos UPirudim. Death comes from conflict. Internal conflict. Not necessarily external conflict. Internal conflict. It says, say for you, Toref Nafsho Ba'apo. You tear up your life with your anger, your aggravation. Vasholom hu shalom kochos hagvia vaskamosam zeim ze. When a person is tranquil, his internal world, there is no, as it were, internal conflict. He has chaim. He has shalom and he has chaim. Risi haise ito hachaim vashalom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu koras im klalam etzias bris hashalom. The bris of shalom is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that is the covenant that exists between all of creation. Ki kol ha-metzias murkav mikochos misnagdim ze lazeh. There are opposing forces filling creation. Ve'im mufuradim nish mi'achiv ha-shechinas keil chai shu'nishmas ha-metzias v'chiyuso v'kiyumu hu ha-mechaber kol kochos ha-mufrados. Hakadosh Baruch Hu generates the bris of shalom. Like Chazal say, excuse me, even heaven, the Malachim of Eish, Malachim of Mayim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates shalom between them. Harmony. Harmony between opposing forces, each one doing what they need to do without being in conflict with the other. The Osa Shalom Beinehem. Ubiyos Kol Kochos Ha'odam Be'olom Ha'akotan. When a person, as it were, creates tranquility, harmony. How does one create tranquility and harmony in oneself, if one has conflicting kochos ha-nefesh, conflicting, as it were, aspects to his persona? Rakshinas kel chai shu nishmas ha-metzis, I'm sorry, v'nios kol kochos ha-odem v'olomo katotem nichnoim tachas nafsho elokis. When he creates the fulcrum, when he creates the center around which everything else revolves, is his nishmas as nafsho elokis, who dugmas elokus, hamesim shalom b'olom ha'gorom. He becomes a dugma, he becomes, as it were, similar. He is in the image, kov yochol, which is the image. Betzelem elokim, who creates harmony in the greater world around. Uvashem masar nafsho b'maas ezu bitl kol kochosav l'kane kines Hashem, and since Hashem was clearly at the center of Pinchas' Ratzon, especially when you think about the idea that on the one hand, this is violent act to kill Cosby and Zimri, right, because of the Chil Hashem that they're creating. And then afterwards, right, especially according to Rav Yonah, he said, my life, Hashem, you should have taken my life, my 24,000 Jews, instead of my life. No conflict. It's only about Kvod Shamayim. And the vehicle for Kvod Shamayim, Pinchas understands, is the Jewish people. His love for the Jewish people. His love for Hashem. His love for the Jewish people. Shem Na'asa Shalom B'iru Aktan Rotzalom B'Gviyos V'Zocha L'Bris Achaim V'Hashom. He, as it were, fuses Kav Yochol with the Rotzon HaBorei for his creations. And if he doesn't die, he lives. He lives. The Sfasema says the idea of Pinchas' love for the Jewish people in addition to his love for Hashem, and he sees this two sides of the same coin, is the Lashon of Kano Eskinosi Bisocham. To the Sfasema, it's Pirushal Yotza V'Chalusam Chas V'Sholom Adi Akin of Akas. He didn't put himself on a pedestal outside. He was Bisocham inside of them. So the Meshech Chochmah, he also addresses this idea that Pinchas should receive his schar from the Medrash, receive Bedin. Because the Meshech Chochmah says, the two ways, as it were, to serve the Jewish people. One can serve it Bedin. You can serve the Jewish people Bedin, cleansing them, doing acts that sometimes require strength and what we would term ordinarily aggressiveness. To cleanse the Jewish people, to set them straight. He says that those types of mitzvahs can be tzidkis. They can be tzidkis. But one does not eat of their fruits in this world. They don't. Pasuk says, Imru tzadik ki tov. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Imru tzadik ki tov ki pri malem yochelu. If you tell the tzadik ki tov that he does that which is tov, that which is niker, that is tov, that's recognized as tov, that which is pleasant, the Rachea Darchei Noam, So then he eats the fruits in this world, just as we say every day. Most of the things that one that eats the fruits in this world and the principle is left for the next world are mostly v'narm l'chaveru. Milus hasadim, bikur cholim, vayis hames, achnos haskala, v'narm l'chaveru, v'narm l'chaveru. Pinchas over here, even the act he did was an act of violence. But you see from him, v'yafalel Pinchas, says the Meshech Chochma, that he was doing it as an act of chesed for Klal Yisrael. He wanted to save the Jewish people. And even to the point that he was willing to put his life on the line in issuing an ultimatum, kaviyachol, to the Borei Olam. The Malachim wanted to kill him. Hashem said, no, he's l'shem Shamayim. It's clear of his love of the Jewish people. Therefore he receives schar, not just in Olam Emes, but here in this world. He is b'shalom because at the epicenter of his life is to do the will of the Borei, whether he's acting in aggressive fashion towards Zimri and Cosby, or whether he's issuing an ultimatum to Hashem on behalf of the Jewish people. Right? Hashem's kovor, Hashem's rotzon is at the center. And the fact that he, right, is willing to sacrifice his own life for the Jewish people. Pinchas. He gets the schar in Olam Hazeh. He gets the peros, I should say, in Olam Hazeh. Bris kunas olam. And if you think about it, it's very fascinating. It's ironic. Aaron HaKohen was zocher to wear the choshen mishpat. Right? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned when he came. He was told by the Rosh Hashanah that you're going to take the place of Aaron as being the leader of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned. Right? Shlach nam yatishlach. He says, please send the one you're accustomed to sending. Hashem becomes upset with Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, your brother Aaron is going to come and meet you. V'racha v'samach b'libo. He'll see you and he'll rejoice. Oh, his kavod is being lowered. His stature is being lowered. He was with the Jewish people during the hardest times. And now is the time of the geula. You're going to take over. You should know it's not going to bother him an iota. V'racha, he will see you. V'samach b'libo. Say chazal. B'schus, that great heart that was so l'shem shemayim. He wore the choshen mishpat upon him. He was zocha to kahuna. He was zocha to carry the names of all the Jewish people upon him. Names of all the Jewish people upon him, on the stones of the Choshen. His love for them, they carries them on his heart. That's the great heart of Aaron. And so too Pinchas receives kahuna to, as being acting, officiating Kohen here in this world, the peros of his act. Because his strength of action exists within the framework of love of Hashem and love of the people that carry Hashem's name. It's a point to ponder. Point to ponder. Okay. Sorry for being perhaps a little bit less clear than usual, but Hashem Yehazor. Have a great Shabbos. Be well. Be blessed.